Ben Yoino in Paragimel of Mishle is on today, continuing the Indian Bitochan. Somebody that implements this Yisori that Ben Yoino is about to say, it's worth it for to hear this Yisori. It'll take him for his entire life and help him his Bitochan, certainly, if he implements this Yisori, and it's extremely easy to implement. And this is if a person wants to know where is the starting point for Bitochen, this is one of the great starting points, and easy to do, and pure Yorav. B'chol derechech odeyu, b'chol poel asher tevakesh la'aseis, every action that you wish to perform, zechor es Hashem yizbarach v'kavei lov la'aseich chol boi, remember the Ribbono shel Olam, and hope that he will give it to Siyata Dishmaya that you should succeed in your endeavor. And hang your bitachon on him. In other words, put your bitachon totally on the Ribbono shel Olam. And recognize that it's not really in your hand to do it. What's the hoisofa of b'chol derechecha de'eyu more than what we said in the last pasuk hey? That you should be b'teich in HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your entire heart. Ki yesh mi she'b'teich v'Hashem Yizbarach b'chlal. Because there are people that are b'teich in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in general. U'maymin, he believes ki hakol b'dei shamayim b'teich boi. Everything is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands, and he is b'teich. V'lo yiftach b'adam v'lo b'keich v'lisich loy. And he's not b'teich in himself. Ach lo yoshiv inyin ha'bitoch en ha'libah b'pratim. This is the difference between the klal and the prat. In general, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. We all know that the bottom line is Ribbono Shel Olam is in charge. When it comes to the details, that's when it gets a little bit difficult. Things get fuzzy. Not everybody realizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of every single solitary detail. The Daas Tzvunus really discusses this at length. There's a conversation between the neshama and the guf, really, between the seichel and the neshama. And the neshama says, really, you have to realize what Yichud Hashem is. He says, well, Yichud Hashem, what's the big deal to understand what Yichud Hashem is? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one and there's no one else besides him. He says, you're right, that's exactly what Yichud Hashem is, Bichlalusa, in general. When it comes down to the Pratim, what it includes, it is all encompassing, encompasses every single aspect of the world. To realize that there's really nothing besides the Kadosh Baruch Hu, besides the Ratzon of the Ribbono shel Olam, there's nothing else, and he goes to enumerate all the different deis, hakoizvois, that have proliferated throughout the years since Bria Sa'ulam, showing how if a person really believes in Yichud Hashem, then Mimela there's no mokum for any of them. Same thing over here, a person as general, a person knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, bottom line, that's true. When it comes to the details, that's when it's not so simple. When it comes to the details of every single action, that's why the pasuk is madgish, in all your ways and actions and conduct, should you know the Ribbono shel Olam, pirish b'chol pratim asecho, b'chol derech u'pu'ulo, whatever way you go on, whatever action you perform. Remember that it's not you, it's the Ribbono shel Olam that has the koyach for it to succeed. And yearn and hope for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed that you should succeed. Through habituating oneself in this action, a person will get a desire, a connection, a real feeling of bitachon. Now is where he really speaks it out. He says as follows: how does it play out practically? Vida, and you should know. There are people that they look to Hashem as a sort of a take off what he just said beforehand, but it's the practical application of what he said. And that as a person looks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when it comes up to something big, if he knows he's going on a business trip, or he's making a decision which is going to have years of the ramifications can be for years, where he's going to live, who he's going to marry, what job he's going to take, friends, v'chulu, place schools that he's going to send his children. He knows at the end of the day, he's going to be b'teich HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's going to send him to the right place, place where he's going to live. When it comes to small actions, lav dafka, does he remember the Ribbono shel Olam? Why not? What's the difference? Because the action is so small and insignificant in his eyes that it's pashut that it's going to happen. For example, a person wants to go to the store to buy bread. He has the money in his pocket. There's bread in the store. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. They didn't sell out all the bread yet. What are the chances that it's not going to happen? It's so simple. Or even if it's not going to happen, it's not going to bother you if it doesn't happen. No, I wanted to go get a Coke. There's no Coke there, so I'll get it. Fine, I'll take Pepsi. It's not the end of the world if it doesn't happen. Something else. Or it won't happen at all, fine. That's why it says, the Pasuk stresses that in all of your actions, you should know the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ki achar shekol ha-pu'ulos tluyos b'yad Hashem, since all actions are dependent on the Ribbono Shel Olam, v'chol ha-atzlachos b'chasdei, and all of a person's atzlachos are only due to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tremendous chesed. Chayiv odom lezochrei b'chol ma'isov, because therefore a person is chayiv to remember chayiv odom lezochrei b'chol ma'isov, to remember the Ribbono Shel Olam before anything that he does. Because if he was matzliach, he went to the store. Look at this. I didn't even have a Kadosh Baruch Hu in mind. I went to the store. I bought the bread, and I got it. See, I didn't need the bitachon. It worked even without it. If you did that and you were talking matzliach, lemaisa, you fell short with regard to your avodas Hashem, because you should have been b'teach. Gamit in Alima, he continues and he says, "Kischar bitochen v'tikpel Hashem la'tzlachas apayel godol yisem oyd mitelas apayel atzmai." Remember the very fact that you're having bitochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you should be matzliach, that's much greater than anything that you could dream of accomplishing from the small action you're going to accomplish. In other words, you're going, let's take our mashal, you go into the store to buy the bread. So you went to the store, you didn't have a HaKadosh Baruch Hu in mind, and you bought the bread. You have it at the end of the day. Terrific. But lemaisa, you fall short in your avodah because you should have been b'teach. Had you been b'teach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the schar of the b'tochan that you had, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help me, I'm b'teach new, they will be matzliach, darki, that I should be able to buy what I want. That the schar for that b'tochan is so much greater than the loaf of bread that you're going to buy in the store, whatever it is that you wish to accomplish with the small ma'aseh, that it's chaval, that you're sort of focusing on the tafel and not the ikar. And every ma'aseh, and this is something which applies to all details, it says, b'ma'aseh katan as ma'aseh gadol, every action of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every action that a person does really should be taken to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Person's machshava is help even the divrei Torah. It's the bitachin. So this is in all actions that a person does. A person is going to learn second seder. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help that I should be able to learn second seder. I should know what I should understand what tastes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help that I should be able to get on the home on time. I should make the bus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's unlimited. It's every single action. So a person feels stupid. What am I doing? Everything. That's exactly what Rabbi Yonah is coming lafuke. Saying the point was shapoil kal beinim ubara ledaitim ki yalbi adam. It's pushing. I want to go downstairs and get a coffee. Eddie's is open 24/7. There's tons of cups, tons of coffee, tons of sugar, tons of hot water. What could be the problem? Why do I have this? For sure, going to happen. Who knows? Who knows? You stick your hand in your pocket. Ayve. I don't have any change. Unless you suck it in your pocket and you do have change. In a chanami, you were matzliach. He's not saying you're not going to be matzliach if you weren't b'teach. But first of all, if you are matzliach, it's only because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted you to be matzliach. Now, it couldn't be that he wanted to be matzliach even if you didn't have b'tochen. But chaval, that you didn't get a mitzvah. Chaval, you could have gotten a mitzvah b'tochen, which is from the Ma'ilas El Yonis, like Rabbi Yonis says in Shari Tshuva. He says, this is the reason why we're born, is for the Ma'ilas El Yonis, Shininu Mitzvah Sesei, one of them is b'tochen. Chaval not to get such a mitzvah. So if a person wants a first step of starting with bitachon, it doesn't have to be bitachon in the things that are life altering and mamish things that have tremendous impact on a person's life. It could be things that have a very small impact or no impact at all. And if it doesn't happen, nishkeferlach. Nevertheless, that's where bitachon starts. He says bitachon is lavda b'chitachon. He says it's easier for a person to be taken the bigger things because he realizes it's in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's hands. Especially a person going to the hospital, he doesn't know Rachman Atzlan or Hashem Shatem Mitzlachas. He knows it's all telling the British. There's nothing he can do about it. Your hands are tied. The things that you think that you have to do about it, and if it doesn't happen, nishkeferlach. And that Rabbi Yonah says no, chaval to be not to be betechen Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's mamish, it's a gold mine. It's a gold mine that a person has mitzvah daraisa of bitachon according to Rabbi Yonah. It's one of the mitzvahs that say she'milas hel yonis, and it's so easy. Rabbi Shlom, please, you don't even have to say anything. Sometimes it's easy if you speed out. Rabbi Shlom, I'm going to shop. Can I please? I should find shoes that are good for me. I know plenty of people that go to buy shoes, they don't find shoes. But whatever it is, something's any little thing, everything, it's lamaisa. Bottom line is, it's only if the Rabbi Shlom wants it to happen. So chaval not to be taken. Kadosh Baruch Hu. In addition to the schar, the bitachon that you're going to get for having the b'teichon HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the ma'aseh that you did, you're also, it's an added schus that you should be matzliach in what you're doing, asher zecharta b'yis Hashem. That you remember the Rebbeinu Shlom with the schus. V'chiyein apoyel b'shuscha, you remember that it's not up to you. V'nei inin apirash hazeh asher b'yarnu, where did I get this pshat from? Oy lebiyodi midivreim zal shomer perak oreya. Says in Gemara and Brachis, Dorish bar kapara, Ezi yipar shekatana, shekol gufei tere tluyim bo. Havi oimer b'chol derechecho de'eo. Says, what's a small parsha in the Torah that kol gufei tere tluyim bo, all aspects of the Torah are dependent on this? This exact pasuk, b'chol derechecho de'eo. V'omer rav is mazber, it's actually, we don't have this gear sent by us, it's in the Einach, it brings it down. V'omer rav, v'filu dvar aviru. Even for dvar avera, a person should have bitachon. What does that mean? Teida damri inchi ganvo apum achtarato rachman akaryo. The ganev, he's about to pick a lock. He says, "Rebbeinu Shlom, help that I shouldn't get caught. Rebbeinu Shlom, help me that I should do it quickly and whatever." It's a subconscious fleeting thought. That's what he's boitach in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Afilu dvar avera, which means he named his bar lachom izek yemikra zeh amral in your bitachon. First of all, you see from this drash of Chazal that the pasuk that we're discussing here, even though it doesn't mention pasuk, does not mention bitachon. However, it's clear from the Gemara over there that we're talking about bitachon, and everything is dependent on it. Similarly, the pasuk before and the pasukim afterwards are also discussing bitachon. The psukim start off at the beginning of Parag Gimel that it's talking about Chesed VeEmes, and afterwards it continues to be Tochen. We see other psukim that first Chesed Mishpat, and then comes Bitochen, another raya that the pasuk is talking about Bitochen. Then we'll just finish what he says. Also, he gives the other pirushim, but also that are kashur to this mahalach. And he says, "Oydi yesh tafarish b'chol derechecho de'eu." She called Maasech Hashem Shemayim. While Tidresh min Oilam Azeh Hano v'Tayni v'Kovet v'Oisher v'Chol Chlas Agavayt Hashem Yisbarach. That what you do should be b'Chol Derechecho De'eyu. Everything that you do should be for the ultimate purpose of getting a Shachas Rebbeinu Shalom. And it's not pleasure for the sake of pleasure. A person's allowed to have pleasure. A person should have pleasure, but pleasure with a purpose. And the pleasure should be for Melechas Hashem. You need to enjoy yourself. You need to go out, take a break, b'chulu. But just for the sake of pleasure. Saying that's the not ultimately avodas Hashem, that's a chesaron. V'yiyasher chesecha mavad aschar agadu b'midah azayis hinei b'maise yatzliach shetasim l'shem shemayim. In addition to the schar that you get, you're going to be matzliach as well. Something which you do l'shem shemayim, similar to like we said before in this bitachin, it's when you do something l'shem shemayim, there's a bigger chance for you to succeed. In addition to the fact that you did l'shem shemayim, there's a bigger chance for you to succeed. גם יש לפרש בכל דרכך עוד אהו, לסישכך בתירדסך, במלאכתך, זיכרין מאכל שמיים, וירוסי ורמוסי. While you're working, don't forget about your בנישה לנו. ויש יחסך, ובזה תסליח במלאכתך. ואמרו חזל, מתך שחסידים, אם תרוס מאכתם מספרך, אז הוא זכת ביבות הסיר. והלוחס of in ברוכס, 4th and 5th פרק, that it says the חסידים ראשיים would spend 9 hours davening. 1 hour before Shmonesrei, 1 hour after Shmonesrei, 1 hour Shmonesrei took. For the 3 times a day, 9 hours a day they would spend davening. Mela, the Gemara says, if that's the case, how did they learn and how did they make a parnasa? Mitoch shechasidamim, ha'isa malachtachim nasis, miskayemes, terasim miskayemes, malachtachim misbarachas. And when a person does something for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu helps you out. And you're right, you're doing it, you might have less time for parnasa, but if what you're doing for the Rebbeinu Shlom, the Rebbeinu Shlom will ensure that it's oichel kimu mizbarach b'meyev. Even with a little bit of work, you'll be able to be matzliach, and your Torah will be miskayemes. The final pshat he says, gam yesh lefarish b'chol derechecho de'eyu, B'tchilas kol ma'isa toshva libcho ki yesh derech im yesh derech ovei neshechot b'ma'isa hu v'al tasena shizbar lecho ki hu rotzi lefi Hashem yizbarach v'oz yatzlich v'yodcho v'yashor chesecho. Before you go to do something, think, is this something which is piyadin to do? Is this something that I should be doing or not? Nogia to every conversation that a person has. Is this a conversation that I should be having? Every business dealing that a person has. Is this a business dealing that I should be having? Every type, any time that he's dealing with somebody else. Any look at him. This is something which is any mindset that you do. Is there a chet involved or not? And once you do it, once you think about that, oz yatzich b'yolchu yasher chasecho. Omnam, he goes back and he says, apirush harishon asher kasavnu u'mi'inin aparsho v'alderech pirush razal. V'mkulim kechot tevim. All the pirushim are good. But he says the main one that he feels al pi chazal and al pi the psukim before this and afterwards is the way that he's mafarish al bitachin, and that is b'chol derechecha de'eimu, means not just in the big things in life. Remember, in the small things, crossing the street, buying the loaf of bread, the smallest things, second seder, you're having trouble with taste, b'nishlam, help me with taste. In addition to the tefillah, Kadosh Baruch Hu realizes it's only in your hands that I have the yichelus to understand. Every single aspect of a person's life, bitachin, it's easy to do. And it's the step to bring you, first step to bring you to greatness.